Oh. What do you call low-lying land that nothing but grass grows on?
Prairie.
Okay. And what about land that's very soft and it has trees growing in it?
Marsh.
How does that differ from a swamp?
A swamp has plenty of water showing, mm-hmm. whereas a marshland, the water doesn't show except at certain times, but be careful where you go. Mm-hmm. And then they have little elevations where trees will grow. That's my conception of the difference between a marshland and a swamp.
What kinds of soil do they have here?
We have principally the black humus soil that grows almost anything. And the little further up from New Orleans, you run into the clay soils like you have in Alabama, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. If you were getting water off the marsh, what do you say you're doing?
Draining it.
What do you dig to drain it into?
Ditches.
Okay. What would you call a shallow arm of the sea that runs in and out with the tide?
I don't know.
All right. What do you call flowing water?
Well, that's either a river or a creek or a bayou.
What's the difference between a creek and a bayou?
A creek has more active water, more running water. Mm-hmm. A bayou is more sluggish.
Mm-hmm. What are names of some creeks or bayous in this area?
Well, we have, that used to run up right in front of this property was the Bayou Metairie. Mm. Then the bayou that you probably crossed at some time in your travel in New Orleans, that's still in existence, is Bayou St. John. Mm-hmm. That came from Lake Pontchartrain, or it started in the swamps back of the Mississippi River and went into Lake Pontchartrain. It, knowingly did it ever go into the river. Then we have a Bayou Terrebonne, T-E-R-R-E-B-O-N-N-E, Terrebonne, that's on the west bank. Bayou Lafourche, which is really an arm of the Mississippi. Its name comes from the fact that it was an arm of the river that went out into the Gulf. And the French meaning of that is fork.
Mm-hmm.
A fourche is a fork. And the Bayou Lafourche was the interior fork of the Mississippi. And that started the downslope and went out into the Gulf. And there are bayous on the northern shore of the lake that are called Bogue, B-O-G-U-E, an Indian name. Bogue Falaya, Bogue Chito, which are Indian names.
Okay. What would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water?
Well,
you may not even have that sort of thing
no.
here. How about just a very shallow thing cut by a heavy rain in a field?
That would be I don't know. We have big ones when the river breaks in, but they're not little and shallow.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small rise in the land?
A hump or a hill.
How about a very big rise?
Would be a hill.
Even bigger?
Yeah. Well, then we'd come to a mountain.
Okay, I don't think you have any mountains
here.
No. What do you call the steep edge of the mountain that drops off?
A bluff.
Anything else?
A cliff.
Okay. And how about up in the mountains where the road goes across? That's a mountain.
Well, it'd be a mountain pass, or in Tennessee they call them a notch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They call it Newfound Gap.
Mm. A place where boats stop and freight is unloaded would be a...
A wharf mm-hmm. or a pier.
Mm-hmm. And how about a place where the water flows along and then suddenly drops?
A waterfall or a cataract. But the waterfall would come down.
Mm-hmm. What are some road surfaces here?
We have everything from just plain mud up to a finished concrete road. We have a lot of asphalt roads, brick. Used to have brick streets in New Orleans. One brilliant mind, even conceived of laying a street with creosoted wood blocks, and at the first rain the street floated away. And we have a lot of gravel roads, but mostly now they're blacktop.
I'm watching the tape, which is about to run out, so I need to change it. What would you call a small road that runs off the main road?
A side road.
Okay. What would you call a road that was on a person's private property that goes up to his house?
A private road or, a private road.
Mm-hmm. And what do you walk on in the city beside the street?
Well, in New Orleans, we used to walk on banquettes. B-A-N-K.